The list, which includes 1,872 names, was placed in newspaper advertisements in 27 countries. An international accounting organization has set up contact offices in New York, Tel Aviv, Budapest, Sydney, and Basel to help potential claimants. There are toll-free telephone numbers for help, and the list of names is also on the internet. Paul Volcker, former head of the Federal Reserve in the United States, is chairman of the Independent Commission of Eminent Persons looking into the whole question of dormant accounts in Switzerland.
This is indeed an unprecedented step, and a step I think perhaps only justified in the minds of Swiss authorities and otherwise by the fact we face an unprecedented situation. The Holocaust itself, 50 years ago, has left questions that need to be resolved in the interests of fairness and justice, and particular questions obviously raised about the role of Swiss banks that demand an answer. So we do welcome this unprecedented step, and what's important now is that it proceed effectively and speedily.
There's been criticism that publication of the list of names should have been made much earlier, an issue answered by Georg Kreyer, president of the Swiss Bankers Association.
It is important to keep in mind that no country has laws obligating banks actively to search for owners of dormant accounts. In most countries, these dormant assets would have been transferred to the state decades ago. It is a tribute to the strength of the Swiss system that more than 50 years after these accounts were first opened, the banks still exist, the records still exist, and the asset still exists for the benefit of our customers and their heirs.
Mr. Kreyer said the association had had three main aims from the outset: reach out to as many potential claimants as possible, create an easy-to-understand and speedy process for filing claims, and establish an independent, objective tribunal to resolve all claims under relaxed standards of proof. Paul Volcker explains the general procedure.
Potential claimants have 6 months for making a claim. They should expect an answer within another 6 months, but there will be expedited procedures to the extent that a claim can be put on a fast track, because it's clear and direct, it will be put on a fast track, and you would expect the answer to come much more quickly than the outside dates that I indicated to you.
For Israel Singer, General Secretary of the World Jewish Congress, the issue was not about names, accounts, or 60 million Swiss francs.
This is about justice. It's not about money. And I'd like to make that statement clear. It's the one statement that should come forth from this meeting. It's not about Switzerland. That's the second statement I'd like to make here. This is about commissions that are taking place in 22 countries. The World Jewish Restitution Organization, representing the Jewish people and the State of Israel, uniquely an organization representing also a government, represents the needs of persons in a general way who average 80 years in their age.
Mr. Singer went at length to praise the good cooperation that existed with both the Bankers Association and the Swiss Banking Commission, and he said that the publication of the names was nothing to do with public relations.
These items listed in these newspapers are not about public relations, are not about public affairs. The only kind of good public relations Switzerland, Swiss banks will get will be through good public conduct. Good public conduct creates good public relations. This is a first step.
Avraham Burg, chairman of the Jewish Agency, said there was no place for Jews to compromise.
We won't stop till the last stone will be turned over. I'm sorry that we started the process with Switzerland and we actually entered the arena through the window. Because the story is not just the Swiss banks. It was the system of the time, financial institutions, maybe some governmental policies, maybe some other things. But we started and we found after a short period, relatively speaking, short period of getting to know each other, we found good and decent partners with the bankers and with the historians and with the government and with the parliament, and I'm sure that by the end of the process and sooner than later, the whole story will be told and everybody will be happy for two things, justice and transparency.